At this time, we'd like to start the Ronnie information net. If anyone needs this frequency for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. Calling the Ronnie Net. Calling the Ronnie Net. And for this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, WA2HKS at 444.0, and ABTUK at 29.68. This net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie information net, you are encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call W2PE and release your push-to-talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, we welcome all questions or comments or any traffic that you might have for the net, so if you do have words, please state so when you check in. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for the Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron.
W2PE and 2RRR Portable, also in the town of Tonawanda. No comments this evening, Aaron. Good evening.
PE. All right, we got Ruth, KD2GFZ. Good evening to you, and N2RRR. Good to hear you, Randy. And KD2GVY, Mike, was that you trying to check in?
Yeah, W2PE.
Okay, Mike, I recognize the voice. I got you in there. You're very, very rough into the repeater this evening. Any additional mobile or portable stations for the Ronnie information net this evening, please call W2PE.
W2PE. KD2KSG, Phil and Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. This is K2KLB, Dean and Tonawanda. Good evening, everyone.
All right, let's hold it there and welcome in and acknowledge KD2KSG. Good evening, Phil. K2KLB, good to hear you, Dean. And K2IWK, Jim, I can tell that was you in there, but you're not quite making the repeater. Why don't you try it again? I think anybody trying to check in on the 9-1 side might be having a little bit of difficulty, maybe perhaps because of the weather. Do we have any additional mobile or portable before we move on? Please call now.
W2PE, C2WTD line, I'm in a cruise night in Williamsville with a thing and it's raining, so when's the good night to come out?
Hey, Lon, take care of that thing, don't let it get wet. KC2WTD, welcome. All right, let's see if we got any general check-ins. Any general check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. KB2TIN, good evening, Aaron. No traffic. KB2TIN.
W2PE.
This is W2FSR, Shelcoff Scout Reserve in Howellsville, New York.
W2PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug in North Tonawanda, Aaron. No comment tonight.
Island with no traffic. Good evening, all.
W2PE. Good evening, Aaron, and everybody else on that. KA2IWK, Jim in Lancaster.
W2PE. KC2IIZ, Chris in Buffalo, no comment.
W2PE. WB2OLO, John and Snyder, good evening, no traffic.
Right, there's a very nice call up, let's hold things there. Working backwards, good evening, John, WB2OLO, good to hear you. Likewise, Chris, KC2IIZ, Jim, there you are, you must be base station now, K2IWK, welcome. Paul, WB2BEB, and yes, of course, words after that, if you can just give me a landline, that would probably be the best thing. KD2DKH, good evening, Doug, hope you're doing well, and W2SR, good evening, Mike, I'm sorry, I forgot you were at Camp Shelkov, and thanks for bringing the station on board tonight, and KB2TIN, good evening to you, Ross, thanks for joining us. Do we have any other general check-ins? Please call W2PE. Let's move on, and then we'll look for check-ins in a little bit. As we said last week, the next Ronnie board meeting will be in August. It will be at the home of one of our board members. I'm not sure who that will be as of now and what the exact dates will be, but board members, you will be notified, so just check your email or just listen here once we know where it's going to be. Of course, the next Ronnie general meeting will be in September. You might want to check out the W2PE.com website, the newly redesigned website. We're going to have a lot of dates and things like that of importance. The dates for the next meeting will be posted there. But unless I miss my guess, because the meeting is always on the second Tuesday of the month, I can pretty safe to assume that the meeting is going to be on the 12th of September. So mark your calendar. September 12th will be the first Ronnie general meeting of the season. And as always, we get reacquainted with our friends we haven't seen since May, and we also talk about a lot of the things that Ronnie did over the summertime, as well as some of the things that are going to be coming up program-wise in the fall and winter months. And the next Ronnie breakfast get-together, which always happens every third Saturday of the month at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, which is located at 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard, right next to ABC Tour Rental. The next one is going to be on August 19th. And we usually meet down at the restaurant at 9 a.m., and then a bunch of us head down to the ship to put W2PE on the air, which we usually do. Well, some of us do it during the week, but usually we make it a point to go down there for those folks who would have never been down there before, but usually have their Saturdays free. So next breakfast get-together, August 19th at 9 a.m. at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, and then if you're interested in coming down to the ship, well, by all means, join us. We'll put the station on the air. Start marking your calendars, folks. Got a couple of ham fests to announce. The first one coming up on the 19th of August is the Keuka Lake ARA Annual Ham Fest in Avoca, New York. This is an ARRL-sponsored ham fest by the Keuka Lake Amateur Radio Association. For more information about this one, you can go to KLARA, that's Clara with a K, .US. And again, this is on the 19th of August. And thanks to our ability to have freedom of choice, we can choose between the Keuka Lake Hamfest or the Rochester Radio Repeater Association's Hamfest, which also takes place on the 19th of August. The RRRA Hamfest at Barnard in Greece, New York will be held. And if you want more information about this one, you can go to k2rra.org. Again, this is also on the 19th of August. Moving our clocks ahead by a week, the Chautauqua Amateur Radio Service Hamfest is going to be held on the 27th of August in Lakewood, New York, sponsored by the Chautauqua Amateur Radio Service. Their website is chautauqua-ars.org. Once again, Chautauqua, that's C-H-A-U-T-A-U-Q-U-A. That's about as much fun to spell as Mississippi. Chautauqua-ars.org. And I'll have all of these hamfests posted on the W2PE.com website by the end of the evening. So in case you're not fast enough to get to your phones or whatever to mark your calendars, fear not. These will all be listed by the end of the night. And lastly, on September 9th, the Lancaster Hamfest, sponsored by the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club in Lancaster, New York. Go to W2SO for more information about this one. Once again, the Lancaster Hamfest on September 9th. Manifest information out of the way. Do we have any further check-ins for tonight's Ronnie, I wanted to say amateur radio club. Ronnie, information that please call now. All right, let's move along. Speaking of our friends at the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club, on July 26th, which is 2 days from now, the W2SO 30th Anniversary QRP special event will be taking place. It will commence at 1700 hours and run to 2300 hours. Look for Radio Club Call W2SO, which of course is the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club's call sign. They'll be operating on 20 meters and 40 meters, concentrating primarily on phone and CW. Check the DX spotting, your favorite DX spotting website or software. Look for W2SO because hopefully they will be spotted. If you want some more information about this 30th anniversary QRP special event, why don't you head over to their website at W2SO.org. Of course, last week I pointed out the arrival of the newest beta version of WSJTX software from Joe Taylor. A bunch of us have had a chance to download version 1.8.0 and try out the brand new FT, that's Fox Tango 8 protocol that he introduced. It's a much faster version of the JT65 protocol, where rather than 45 to 50 second transmissions taking place with a 10 second decode time, FT8 offers you much greater sensitivity down to almost minus 20 dB, but transmissions are now only 15 seconds long and they're done completely automatic. So if you're calling CQ and somebody answers your call sign, the software will take over and automatically send out the appropriate messages in the appropriate order. It also does the same thing if you answer somebody calling CQ. And I know KD2ISV, Chris has had some luck running FT8 and he's worked some phenomenal DX with it on 20 meters. I've played along with it as well and had great success. And I think, Jim, you, KA2IWK, you've had a chance to get FT8 up and running. I hope you have. It's a nice new mode, and unlike its big brother, JT65, FT8 is not like watching paint dry. So you have to be on your toes for this one because the transmissions, which are actually intended to be used for meteor scatter or operating on during the an Aurora Borealis event, the transmissions are meant to be very fast. So I'm mentioning that, and incidentally, on the W2PE.com website, on the featured, on the Ronnie InformationNet section, I've got a whole bunch of information as well as where to obtain the latest version of the WSJTX software. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because coming up on August 21st, Ronnie is going to be taking part in the Solar Eclipse QSO party, which is going to run only on August 21st and run from $1,400 to $2,200 UTC. Amateur radio operators from across the United States are going to flood the airwaves with contacts all measured by the automatic receiver networks of the Reverse Beacon Network, PSK Reporter, and WhisperNet, that's WSPRNet. And when those observations are combined with the logs from individual stations, the results of these of this event is going to be one of the largest ionospheric experiments ever performed. To simply put it, a solar eclipse has not been seen in the United States since 1979, and this is going to give us a perfect opportunity for amateur radio operators to witness firsthand the effects that the sun has on propagation for our amateur bands. And scientists are very eager to get some interesting data out of all the hams that are going to be operating during the event, because the sun is actually going to be put out during this event. Ronnie is going to be using the club call sign W2PE, and we're going to attempt to be on the air for the duration of the event using mostly digital modes such as PSK, Olivia, RIDI, CW, and of course, which is the reason why we're touting the FT8 protocol, we're going to try to use that as well. All bands can be used with the exception of 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters. And Ronnie members will be able to operate from any location during the event. And of course, if you're operating digital, we ask that you keep your power to 25 watts or less. More information about this can be found by clicking on the Solar Eclipse QSO Party link that's right in the upper right-hand corner of the W2PE.com website. And if you're interested in participating as one of the W2PE operators, please, pardon me, drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's oldhamradio@gmail.com if you'd like to participate. Of course, you do have to be a Ronnie member in order to participate, but let me know because I need to know who is going to be on so that we can combine everyone's logs at the same time and submit them as part of a club participation. Again, August 21st, from 1400 hours to 2200 hours UTC, it's the Solar Eclipse QSO Party. I hope to see some new folks join us. All right, let's take a break and see if we have any additional check-ins or any folks who want to recheck with words. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
W2PE, W2PE, this is KD2DKE, Bert in Cheektowaga. No comment.
W2PE.
Grand Island, with no comment.
Okay, I think we had a couple people doubling there. Was the first one, Don, was that you, KD2FIL?
Roger, roger.
Okay, Don, are you checking in with your call or with SSR?
KD2FIL.
Okay, Don, very fine. Thank you for joining us this evening. As a matter of fact, Don, do you have any report from the camp out there that you'd like to pass along before we go with additional check-ins?
I don't currently. Roger sent me a report, and I've been so busy I haven't been able to read it.
Hey, Don, very fine. Thanks very much. You know, if you do have any check-ins or anything that participates, any folks participating in the event from your end, hang on to it. And please bring it to the net next week. Ronnie is always happy to support the scouts, and we're very appreciative for what you do as well with W2SSR. And there was a station from Grand Island trying to check in, so drop your call sign now, please.
This is KK4, Quebec Charlie Tango, Grand Island.
KK4QCT, and what's the name?
My name is Fred here out in Grand Island.
Fred. All right, Fred, very good. Welcome to the Ronnie Information Net. Thanks for joining us this evening. Were there any additional check-ins? Please call W2PE.
W2PE. W2PE. This is Kilo Delta.
Okay, Bert, yeah, my apologies. I do have you in there. I had you checked in. KD2DKE DKE is in there, Bert. Thanks so much for checking in with us tonight. Was there any additional check-ins? Please call now.
W2PE. This is KD2NPC, Ann in Cheektowaga. No comment.
All right, Ann, good evening. KD2MPT is in there. And I thought I heard somebody else trying again. Were there any additional check-ins? Call now.
Yeah, KB2TIN, rate check.
Good thing, Ross. Before we move on, why don't you go ahead with your recheck?
Yeah, KB2TIN. Yeah, Aaron, this is kind of off topic, so if you'd rather discuss this after the net, just say so, we'll do that. It has occurred to me numerous times when we mention time designations, like you said, 2200 hours, I always have the thought, what happens between 2159 and 2200? There's 41 minutes are missing there. Seeing as there's 60 minutes in an hour, why do we call the top of the hour 100? I brought this up to a police station in Florida about 20 years ago because their dispatcher was notating top of the hour as 100, and after that they went to just calling it 22 hours, and they made that their standard. But this is a very common notation. Everybody uses it. I'm just wondering, how did it get started, or why do we use it? It seems like a misnomer to me. KB2TIN.
You know, Ross, I had to think about that for a second. To be totally honest with you, I don't know why. I don't know if that goes back. I'll guess. I'm going to guess and say that that's just a holdover from old military days, when that's how the whole military time, way of telling time, was done. You know, me
meet you at 1400 hours in the cantina. You know, that kind of thing. It's just a guess, and that's the best guess I can come up with. Is it's just the way that it's just a military holdover. But that's a really good question and very thought-provoking, and that's a homework assignment for anybody. If anyone wants to find that out and bring it back, I would love to know myself. Okay, let's move on, but that was great, Ross. Thanks for bringing that up. That is really, really super cool. Last thing I have for this evening, you know that you've heard both myself and Paul, WB2BEB, and Bob, K2LED, talk about pirate radio broadcasts that we detect just below the 40-meter band, usually around 6.9885 or 6.995, around there. There's a number of quote-unquote illegal pirate broadcasts, musical broadcasts that take place, especially on Halloween. Of course, we'll offer more details about that coming up as we get a little bit closer to Halloween. But we're going to be celebrating perhaps one of the most famous pirate radio stations ever. On August 3rd, it's the Radio Caroline special event, 5 decades of offshore radio broadcasting. This event will begin on August 3rd and run through August 7th from 600 hours UTC, using the call GB5RC, Great Britain 5RC, for Great Britain 5 Radio Caroline. The Martello Tower Group out of Essex, England, is going to be operating on 80, 40, 20 meters, and possibly 17, 15, 12, and 10, to commemorate 50 years of Radio Caroline. Radio Caroline operated from the Blackwater Estuary on board the ship MV Ross Revenge, among others, but Martello Tower Group is going to be operating from aboard the MV Ross Revenge for the duration of this special event, which is currently the home of Radio Caroline. While they don't necessarily broadcast on the shortwave bands, and you really have to be a resident of England to be able to hear them, if you head over to their website, you can hear Radio Caroline broadcasting via satellite and via the internet. YouTube also has a plethora of videos and sound checks from the glory days of Radio Caroline, going all the way back to its earlier days in the early 1960s, specifically 1964. Keep a listen out for GB5RC for the Radio Caroline 5 decades of offshore radio broadcasting special event. And if I could point your attention to the W2PE.com website, if you click on the link, Activities and Special Events, and then click on the upcoming Ronnie events, I just want to backtrack for a second. There's a bit about the Solar Eclipse CUSO party. But if you also click on the Ronnie information link and then click on the June-July 2017 link, I've got a nice write-up about Radio Caroline, as well as a link to a very detailed history on Wikipedia, and there's also two BBC-produced documentaries, Radio Caroline, A Pirate's Tale, and Radio Caroline, The Official Story. Both of those links will take you to a playlist that I created on YouTube. Each of these are eight parts of a total documentary. But if you want to find out more about Radio Caroline, those two documentaries will be a great place to get started. Hopefully someone's going to have some luck working GB5RC during the Radio Caroline special event. All right, let's take a look to see if we have any further check-ins before we shut this thing down for the week. Any additional check-ins for this evening's Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
A little late, but this is KC2RBL, Lee, in the city of Tonawanda, portable.
We got you, Lee. Better late than never. Thanks for joining us. KC2RBL, we welcome and acknowledge. All right, folks, at this time, we'd like to close the Ronnie Information Net down. Hope everybody got a little something out of it this evening. And, of course, we want to thank you for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight, and to remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. Also, consider joining BARA to help maintain the repeaters. You can find more information about joining BARA by going to BARA Buffalo. Again, that's BARRA Buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, or topics, if you want some more information about some of the things that have been discussed on the Ronnie Information Net, of course, visit W2PE.com. But feel free to contact myself, Aaron, and 2HTL at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop a note to Kevin at WA2FKV@ARRL.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week, and really hope that everyone takes part in the upcoming Solar Eclipse CUSO party. Everyone who's anyone's going to be there. Just drop me a line if you're interested in participating. We now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear.